about COI. And yeah, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. FOSTEM is nearing its end. You can feel that. But thanks for staying around. It's been a great time for me, at least. I hope you also enjoyed it. My name is Robert. I'm working at Open Exchange. It's an open source software company, originally started in Germany, but now we've got offices all over the world. We also are the authors of GovCard, one of the world's most popular IMAP servers. We also bring out Creative Commons License Developer's Guide. I've got a couple of copies over there. And I'll be talking about not COI, but COI. That's how we like to pronounce it. That's why we have the fish here as well. Before I start, let me ask you a rhetorical question maybe, but who of you has an active email address? Not everybody? No, it's of course stupid. Everybody has an active email address. And the whole thing about COI is not that we do believe in that email is the best thing of the world and email is the best protocol of the world. No, we don't believe that. But email is the only ubiquitous, open, and federated communication platform that we have there. And if you take one thing away from this talk, it's this. So why are we doing COI? How are we doing that? And what is COI, actually? So let me start with the why. We do have a lot of, messaging systems out there. And these are closed and very monopolistic. Imagine the four biggest mobile messaging systems out there are controlled by two companies, by Facebook and by Tencent. So it's actually in this order. It's WhatsApp, Facebook Messenger, then followed by WeChat and QQ Chat, which are both controlled by Tencent. Not really cool if you think about that. So in contrast, how are we going to do that? Based on an open standard. And we are making this by extending the already existing standard or the existing standards of email, most notably IMAP. But this is also in various ways open to other standards. And it has some server parts and it has some client parts. So what we're actually doing is we want to provide an environment for chatting.